What a win last night. 128-110. Jim Jones will join us. 8:45. Mike Snyder will talk some Indians with Jensen Lewis. Greg Harris, CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is on the line here. Mike, did you get an email from him? I just got my black velvet jacket back from the cleaners. And Greg, I see that you have put together, and I can't wait to come see it, the presentation for the inductees. Did you want my black velvet jacket? Maybe I missed the email requesting it.
Absolutely, Bill. We have a special place to exhibit that jacket of yours.
There you go. I can't wait to see where that place is.
I just wondered. It's back from the cleaners, and I know you've got a nice display of what was left from the inductees, and it was a special night. I thought maybe you wanted it, so I hadn't seen the. Maybe it's in my clutter.
We're going to exhibit that jacket next to a plate with the tails off of your shrimp cocktail from the reception.
There you go.
It'll be a special. Okay, I'll get it down to you soon. Look, congratulations. What a weekend a couple weeks ago with the whole celebration. And really, now you can enjoy all that and everything new at the Rock Hall, right?
Absolutely. Right. It was a terrific week. The community shined. The guests had a blast. Everybody left with a wonderful impression of Northeast Ohio and Cleveland. The hotels were filled. Downtown was buzzing. Really exciting. And think about it right now. We've got spring has hit. The forsythia is out. The Cavs are in the second round, and they're 2-0. The Indians are in first place. The Browns just closed out a strong draft, and we're pushing ahead toward a great summer season for all of Cleveland, but also for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And so much new to see at the Hall of Fame, and what a push into it, as you just suggest, Greg.
We've had we have some new exhibits that are opening up. We're going to open at the end of this month one about rock and roll and television. Talks about how much we saw through the small screen in our living rooms. Ed Sullivan Show, Soul Train, in Northeast Ohio Upbeat, MTV. It's a spot where music came to all of us, and we tell that story. We also have another exhibit coming in June about rock and roll and pinball. Think of all the great pinball machines that we've played. There's a Metallica machine. There's an Alice Cooper machine. There's the Elton John, Captain Fantastic. There's a Who machine. And all these machines come with artifacts, and people get to play them in the museum, which is going to be great fun. The other thing we're doing is we have a lot of live music this summer. It really kicks off coming up with the Memorial Day weekend. There's a festival on that Sunday called Catch Meaning on our plaza. People should check that out. It's for a great cause. And then we're going to have 60 days of live music all summer long. And somewhere in the middle of all that, there's a downtown music festival called Inkaya that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is part of in August. Lots of great things happening, and we're just very excited to move from the induction focus to now the focus on hosting 300,000-plus visitors over the next couple months.
And I know what a great night it was, the induction ceremony, and now actually tomorrow, Greg, it's now going to be the premiere, right? Folks can see the whole show?
Yes, it airs tomorrow night for the first time on HBO. Editors have been working the last few weeks to take the best of the best from that night, and it's a two-hour-plus show. It'll air in all of North America on Saturday night, and then around the world, it will be available through Amazon, and people can view it, learn about these inductees, and see these great performances.
I know Snyder and I were in a lot of it. You'll be able to check out some of that on HBO, and that, again, premieres tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Really a special night to enjoy.
Yes.
What was just a fantastic week for Northeast Ohio and for rock, right, Greg?
It really was. It was the eyes of the world were on us. And the people in attendance had a blast. The good news is this can be shared through the broadcast, but also at the museum. We have a new inductees exhibit. We have a new inductees floor where we had Bon Jovi and the Moody Blues and others throughout the weekend came over. They got to walk through the plaques and see the Beatles and the Stones and Smokey Robinson and Springsteen, and then they saw theirs. And I think it crystallized the magnitude of being inducted, and it was really just great to see them, but also to see fans react to this new exhibit, this new spaces. And we just want to thank all of our friends and neighbors here in Northeast Ohio and encourage you to come down and see all these new changes as well.
If you're not a member already, look into joining, too, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when you check it out this weekend. Greg Harris, CEO of the Rock Hall. By the way, do you want my pocket square, that black-purple, too, with the velvet jacket? Do you need both?
You know, we'd like them both, Bill. And if you could, don't wash them. We want this to be authentic.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, well, I'll get them down to you. I'll put your name on them.
Send them over. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy. Be good.